We're going to focus this morning on cramdown, and in particular, secured creditor cramdown. As we were preparing for this panel, I was informed by Bill that the new hipster word for this is cram. So we're going to try to use the word cram instead of cramdown in this presentation. I don't know if I'll be able to pull that off. But anyway, we're going to focus on what's fair and equitable in a cram situation to secured creditors. Bill's going to take us through some basics, and then we're going to jump into some interest rate and other issues. So, Bill?
Thank you, Judge. Well, in the 80s, we called it cram down, and in the latest cycle, we're hearing a lot of the cram up, which is to try and cram the first lien lender, but from the lower tranche of debt. In the 80s, it was always cramming the first lien lenders, because back in those days, it was the first lien lender and everybody else. Of course, in today's world, you have much more complicated capital structures. I've been mandated to cover five slides in 5 minutes, so I will do that. In the cram down scenario, the real test is it fair and equitable, and there cannot be unfair discrimination. Two comments which have a good deal of running room in there if you've litigated it. But the fair and equitable treatment applies to all the different classes of creditors, secured, unsecured, as well as equity. In the concept of unfair discrimination, when you read through the cases, at least the way I've distilled it, you have to have a business purpose that you can state to the court with a straight face. And maybe even not a perfectly straight face, but there has to be some type of a business reason for the separate classification and not just a pure vote-getting gerrymandering, although some gerrymandering is probably okay.